From Tidbits on October 19th, 2015. This is Harry Potter and the iBooks Author, written by Michael E. Cohen. Apple has announced that all 7 of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter novels are now available in enhanced editions exclusively from the iBooks store. Each book is priced at $9.99, and each features a new cover, color illustrations, embedded animations, and new material in the form of annotations by Rowling. While this news might not be especially interesting to readers who already have copies of the books in paper, or in the digital editions previously released by Pottermore, Rowling's digital entertainment and e-commerce company, it does have some significance for those with a general interest in digital book publishing tools. Why? Because of the book's iBooks author connection. For those late to the story, Apple released its free iBooks author creation tool nearly 4 years ago. Back then, it was a rather limited, though promising, ebook creation tool. The biggest limit was that books created with iBooks author used Apple's proprietary multi-touch book format, which can be read only on iPads running iBooks 2, instead of the open EPUB standard. Furthermore, Apple promoted iBooks author as a tool for educators and educational publishers, and the distribution limitations that Apple imposed on ebooks created by it made the app less attractive to the wider ebook publishing community than it might have been. But that didn't stop people from employing iBooks author for non-educational books. After all, the multi-touch book format is well suited for things like cookbooks, travel books, photo books, and many other kinds of books that can benefit from iBooks author's layout capabilities and interactive widgets. iBooks author became somewhat more EPUB friendly last year with version 2.2, when it gained the capability to import standard EPUBs. The app still only produced multi-touch books, or non-interactive PDFs, but an author could at least import a standard EPUB and use iBook author's capabilities to enhance it with interactivity and attractive page layouts. Earlier this year, Apple finally took the big step and gave iBooks author 2.3 the capability to export EPUB. This version was used to create the enhanced Harry Potter editions. So, how does an iBooks authored Harry Potter book look in iBooks? Or, more generally, how does any EPUB generated by iBooks author look in iBooks? In general, not much different than any other EPUB. This shouldn't be surprising. iBooks author's EPUBs conform to the EPUB 3.0 standard. So, in the absence of any additional digital rights management, they can be read in any EPUB viewing program that supports EPUB 3.0. That's not to say that the eBooks will work perfectly in non-Apple EPUB viewers. For example, if the eBook contains interactive widgets, and iBooks author provides 4 types of widgets suitable for inserting in EPUBs, those widgets may not work as intended. In many cases, the interactive widgets appear as non-interactive illustrations instead. Nonetheless, in the iBooks app itself, iBooks author EPUBs do look and behave somewhat differently than more typical EPUBs do, though the differences are subtle. First, iBooks author includes typeface information, and in some cases, the typefaces themselves, in the EPUBs that it exports. And iBooks respects that information. If you create an EPUB that uses, say, Cochin as its body text typeface, readers will see Cochin. Unlike most other EPUBs, an iBooks author EPUB does not allow readers to choose a different body text typeface. The user may specify a type size, but not a different face. Similarly, the various themes that iBooks makes available to ordinary EPUBs, such as the Tepia, the Sepia, or the Night theme, are not offered for iBooks author EPUBs. Nor does iBooks respect the justification or hyphenation settings you may have chosen in iBooks when it lays out iBooks author EPUBs. Even if you want full justification and hyphenation, iBooks uses the justification and hyphenation settings chosen by the publisher. For your information, the enhanced Harry Potter books are not hyphenated, and they have ragged right margins. Second, the ability to choose a single or double column layout in iBooks for the Mac is not available for an iBooks Author EPUB. On the Mac, such EPUBs always lay themselves out in two columns on a page. What's more, if you expand the size of the book window, you don't see more text as you would with other EPUBs. Instead, making the window larger increases the size of the text. Third, in an iBooks Author EPUB, instead of the single button in the book's header that you usually see in the iBooks for iOS app for accessing the book's integrated table of contents, notes, and bookmarks page, you get separate buttons in the header for accessing each of them. When it comes to your notes, in fact, the educational heritage of iBooks Author becomes more obvious. You can use your notes as study cards in iBooks Author EPUBs just like you can in multi-touch books. Finally, the addition of interactive materials, of necessity, makes an iBooks Author EPUB significantly larger than its non-iBooks Author equivalent. For example, the enhanced edition of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows consumes more than 88 megabytes of storage, compared to the 2.2 megabytes taken up by the non-enhanced edition. So, should you buy the enhanced editions of the Harry Potter books? If you're not an ebook geek, and if you already have the books in your library, the added value is not compelling. The enhancements, while tastefully executed and often charming, ornament rather than enrich the story. Some are very simple, short animation loops. For example, the witch is about to take flight from Privet Drive, bob up and down on their broomsticks. Or they show a simple transformation. The war memorial in Godric's Hollow becomes a statue of the Potter family. Others provide limited interactions. Touch a stack of paper in Xenophilius Lovegood's messy office, and you can knock it over. This unambitious approach to enhancements is not necessarily a bad thing. The main selling point of the books is the stories they tell, and added enhancements that adorn but do not distract make sense. At the same time, they don't constitute sufficient reason to buy the books again. For ebook geeks, the Harry Potter books provide a good example of the high-quality EPUBs that iBooks Author is capable of producing and the features that iBooks Author EPUBs can include. But you don't need to buy the whole set to explore that. One will suffice. If you don't have the Harry Potter books already and you want to add them to your library, these enhanced editions are worth considering. The books do look good. Nor is the price excessive. You can get the whole set for less than $70, which is not much more than you'd currently pay for a non-enhanced Harry Potter set in Kindle format. Alas, unlike Pottermore's original digital editions, the enhanced Harry Potter EPUBs come protected with Apple's Fair Play digital rights management. So they are locked to your iBooks store account and to the iBooks app. You can't open them in a different EPUB reader or loan them to a friend. For me, that's one enhancement that isn't so enchanting. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for listening.